你们好，
我的
名字是 Richard Lee， right？
Yes. Is that good?
好不好
？No translation either.
That's all I have. That's it. It is an honor for me to be here with all of you.
很荣幸今天早上和各位在一起。
Today I want to tell you about a man named Gideon.
今天我们要讲基甸的故事。
Gideon lived during a time of oppression, injustice, and violence.
基甸所属的年代是一个充满了暴力、不公和欺压的年代。
The Israelites were being oppressed by the Midianites.
当时以色列人遭受米甸人的欺压。
They took their food, they took their homes, they took their dignity.
他们的食品被抢走，他们的房子被侵占，他们的尊严被侵占。
And so the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help.
所以以色列人向上帝呼求来帮助我们。
And the Lord appears to Gideon, and he says, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior."
所以上帝在基甸面前出现，通过使者说你这个大能的勇士。
Now this should be funny.To you and to me.
那对于我们今天来说，这句话可能听上去很奇怪。
Because Gideon is anything but mighty and anything but a warrior.
因为基甸不能称上大能，更不能说是一个勇士。
In fact, he says of himself, "My clan is the weakest, and I am the weakest."
他自己就这样说，我的家族是一个很微弱的家族，我在我家族中也是最微小的。
In other words, Gideon is the runt.
换一句话说，基甸他就是那个矮子。
He's the one who's always left out of the conversation.
人家在交谈的时候不会把他放在这个交谈话谈中。
He is the adult that still sits at the kids' table at Thanksgiving.
那他是一个成年人，但是在感恩节大餐的时候，他还得要和孩子们坐在一起。
But Gideon responds to God and gets angry with him.
但是基甸回答上帝的时候，他仍然很非常生气。
He says, "If the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us?"
他说，假如耶和华与我们同在的话，为什么这些事情发生在我们身上？
His conclusion is that if oppression exists, God must be far away.
他的结论就是，假如现在还有压迫的话，那上帝离我们很远。
Isn't it interesting to think that as soon as things don't go his way, he starts questioning God?
是不是很有趣？当事情不如愿的时候，不如意的时候，我们就开始责备上帝。
As soon as a job is lost, or a test is failed, or a relationship is broken, we say, "If God were with me."
正如我们失业了，或者我们的考试不如意，或者我们的一段情感中断了以后，我们就说上帝没有与我们同在。
None of this would have happened.
这些事情，假如上帝与我们同在的话，这些事情都不会发生。
So Gideon says to God.
所以基甸就对神发怒责备。
What are you going to do about this?
你为我们做什么
？Don't you care?
你难道不在乎我们吗？
And God's answer is a little bit surprising.
那上帝的回答有让人觉得很惊讶。
He says, "Am I not sending you?"
上帝的答案就是，我不是差遣你去了吗
？Gideon says, "Don't you care?"
基甸问是你不在乎吗
？And God says, "I do care."
上帝的回答是我确实在乎你们。
I'm sending you.
我差遣你。
The principle here is that when there is a problem of injustice or oppression,
这个原则就是当我们有迫害或者有不公的时候
，God does care and He does do something about it.
上帝确实很在乎，而且他确实在做。
God sends us.
上帝差派我们。
You may have heard the phrase "When you see something, say something."
你们可能也听过这样的一句常识一句话，就是你们看到什么了，你们就去做什么。
The principle here in Judges is when you see something, you have to do something.
那同样的原则在这个士师记里面也是说，你看到什么了，你也去做。
Now I'd like to tell you about a boy named Gideon.
那我想和各位分享另外一个基甸的故事。
This Gideon is different than the one that we have been reading about.
当然，这位基甸和我们刚刚读到的基甸的故事是不一样的。
This Gideon lives in Ghana.
这个基甸他住在加纳。
And he faces injustice from his oppressors every day as well.
那他每天都经受到他压迫他的人的每天的侵略。
He has been robbed of his family and his freedom and his dignity.
他从他家中被抢出来，然后他失去了自由，他失去了尊严。
This boy Gideon is a victim of modern day slavery.
这个叫 Gideon 的基甸的小孩子，他是当今奴隶制度的受害者。
Modern day slavery happens when you have people in power next to people in poverty.
那当今的奴隶制产生的原因是因为有很有权有势的人生活在没权没势的人当中。
Current estimates are that there are 40 million enslaved people in the world today.
现在有一个估算说世界上我们还有4000万人是奴隶。
40 million people can be a lot for us to comprehend, so let me help you understand that.
那当然，四千万人口，我们不太晓得有多大的数字。那我给你们做一个比方。
40 million people are the same amount of people that are living in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
那四千万人口相当于在纽约、新泽西和Connecticut。康州的人口的总和
，Rhode Island，
还要加上罗德岛
，and Massachusetts，
麻州
，and Vermont，
再加上威尔芒州
，and New Hampshire，
和新罕布夏州
，and Maine，
再加上缅因州。
You would think that if the population of all 8 of these states were enslaved, that the world would know about it.
你会想象说，假如这个美国东北部八个州的人口这么多的人都是奴隶的话，这个世界上应该是有人知道的。
That the world would be angry about it.
那这个世界上的人会很气愤。
And that the world would do something about it.
这个世界他们要去做一些事情纠正它。
And yet somehow 40 million people have slipped under the radar of the world.
但是这四千万人口在这个不在我们的雷达那个显示屏上面，我们都不知道。
And so these 40 million people represent boys on a boat.
那这四千万人口它代表的人就像一个孩子在船上的一个孩子。
Girls in a brothel.
一个在妓院的女孩子。
And families in factories.
在工厂里边打工的这些家庭。
I work for an organization called International Justice Mission.
我所服侍的机构叫国际正义使团。
We work in 20 cities across the world on the front lines of putting an end to slavery and sex trafficking.
我们在全世界20个城市在前线为了要结束奴隶制度来抗战。
And that is where we met this boy, Gideon.
这就是我们怎么遇到这个叫基甸的男孩子。
Gideon spends every single day on this lake in Ghana called Lake Volta.
那基甸每天都在加纳的这么一个叫 Volta 的湖的上面，每天在那边工作。
Lake Volta is the largest man-made lake in the world.
Volta Lake 这个湖是全世界最大的人工湖。
And Gideon spends 14 to 16 hours a day every day working for his owner.
他每天都要在这个湖上工作14到16个小时，而且每天都要为他奴隶主来工作。
Gideon is one of an estimated 10,000 children on Lake Volta.
基甸只是十万个在这个湖上工作的儿童之一。
Many of them as young as 5 or 6 years old.
很多的孩子只有五到六岁。
Young boys must dive into the water to untangle the nets.From the trees that were submerged in the lake.
所以这些孩子必须要潜水到下边，把渔网从这个在水下边树根里面把它解出来。
The conditions on the lake are treacherous.
那在湖上的情况是非常糟糕的。
Boys are beaten by their masters.
然后他们遭受毒打。
They are diseased and sick because of parasites.
那他们也经常生病，因为有寄生虫，所以他们经常受到这个寄生虫的伤害。
And sometimes the children even drown.
那经常有的时候他们也有被溺水。
Before IJM opened up our office in Ghana, we sent our undercover investigators onto the lake to do research.
当我们 IJM 在加纳开分部之前，我们去遣送了一些便衣的侦探去。查看当时的情况。
And we found 60% of the children on the lake were enslaved.
我们发现大概60%在湖上工作的孩子都是奴隶。
When our investigators met Gideon, their interaction with him really stuck with them.
那当我们的调查员和基甸交谈的时候，那基甸当时的情况让我们的调查员非常受感动。
Gideon reached out to our investigator and begged him to take him from his owner.
那基甸伸手要抓住这个调查员，说：“请你把我从我的主人那里解救出来。”
He said, "Please rescue me. My owner is very wicked man."
他说：“请你救我，因为我的主人是非常恶的一个恶人。”
So Gideon represents one of the 40 million people worldwide that live like this.
那当然，基甸只是在全世界4000万像这样的奴隶的人口当中的一个而已。
Now let's go back to the story of Gideon in Judges.
那我们再回到在圣经当中士师记里的基甸。
Because God sends Gideon.
因为上帝差遣基甸。
But Gideon wasn't done questioning God.
但是基甸还要再问上帝。
He says, "Pardon me, my Lord. How can I save Israel?"
他说，对不起，上帝，我怎么能够拯救以色列呢？
I am the weakest.
我是最弱小的。
God's response, once again, is very interesting.
上帝的回答再一次又让人觉得很惊讶。
He says, "I will be with you."
他说，我与你同在。
God says the same God that brought you out of Egypt and out of slavery.
那上帝说，同样那位把你从埃及为奴之地解救出来的上帝。
The same God that rescued you from the Egyptians.
那从就是把你从埃及解救出来那一位上帝。
The same God that delivered you from the hand of your oppressors.
那就是那同样一位让你从压迫你的人手中解救出来的上帝。
I will be with you.
我要与你同在。
God doesn't say.I'm going to do it.
上帝没有说让我来做吧。
He doesn't say you better do it.
他也没有说你要去做。
He says I will be with you as you do it.
他是说当你在做的时候我与你同在。
In other words, God sends us.
换句话说他差遣我们。
But God stays with us.
他也陪伴着我们。
In fact, throughout scripture, whenever God asks his people to do a hard or scary thing,
当然假如我们看整本圣经的话，每一次上帝差遣他的仆人到一个很危险或者很难做的一件事情的时候，
and his people are afraid to do it,
当他受差遣的人非常害怕的时候，
God's comfort to them was always,
上帝的安慰总是，
I will be with you.
我会与你同在。
The call that God sends us is something that my colleagues and I at International Justice Mission take very seriously.
那上帝差遣我们这样的一个呼召，是我和我在国际正义使团的同伴们，我们非常看重的。
We have committed ourselves to bringing freedom to the 40 million people worldwide.
我们就是我们的尾声，就是让这个四千万奴隶都能够得到自由。
And we will not stop until all are free.
直到他们最后一个人得到自由，我们都不会停止我们的工作。
At IJM, our model is to bring an end to slavery by this.
所以我们工作的模式就是要这样把所有的奴隶解放出来。
We rescue the slaves.
我们要解放这些奴隶。
We arrest the slave owners.
我们要逮捕奴隶主。
And we partner with the government to end the slave trade forever.
我们和各当地政府来一起同工，来永远结束奴隶制度、奴隶买卖制度。
So you remember Gideon.
所以大家可以还在想到这位在湖上的基甸。
The day he reached out to our investigator for help.
那天他要抓住我们的调查员，他要求救的时候。
Our investigator was there undercover.
那个时候，当时我们的调查人员是在那里做便衣侦探。
They were doing a baseline assessment of slavery on the lake.
他们只是在湖上做一个粗略的估算。
So we could not rescue Gideon that day.
所以当天我们没有办法解救他。
Because we're not there on the lake to rescue one child.
因为我们在那天不是要在湖上就救一个奴隶的孩子。
We are there on the lake to rescue every child.
我们那天在湖上的目的是要救所有的孩子。
So as difficult as it was, we had to leave Gideon there that day.
所以虽然那天场景非常非常困难，但是我们必须把基甸留在那里。
1 year and a half later, we opened up our field office in Ghana.
一年半以后，我们在加纳就展开了我们的分部。
And our first rescue operation with police, we called it Operation Gideon.
当我们第一次救援计划，我们就把它命名为基甸行动。
Lake Volta is the largest man-made lake in the world.
那但 Volta Lake 是全世界最大的人工湖。
So when you go out onto the lake for a rescue operation, there's no guarantee that you will be able to find who you're looking for.
那这么大的一个湖，当你到湖里面去解救一些小孩子的时候，你根本就不知道基甸会不会在那里。
And yet, on the first rescue operation, we were able to rescue Gideon.
那当第一次救援计划当中，我们就把基甸能够找到，而且解救他出来。
On March 27th of 2015, Gideon was rescued.
2015年3月27号，基甸就是第一批被救出来的孩子之一。
Along with 9 other boys.
和其他九位孩子。
God sends us.
上帝差遣我们。
And he stays with us.
他与我们同在。
Now, if you know the story of Gideon in Judges, you know that God brings victory to the Israelites.
假如我们知道在士师记里的基甸的故事的话，我们知道上帝最终把胜利带给以色列人。
So the promise in Scripture is that God sends and God stays.
所以圣经的应许是上帝要差遣，上帝要陪伴。
And eventually God saves.
而最后上帝要拯救。
Through our model of ending slavery in countries around the world,
就是我们用这样的来去结束奴隶制的模式。
We are seeing amazing changes.
我们看到很让人惊讶的后果。
It is working not just to change the lives of boys like Gideon and the others that were rescued.
我们的工作不仅是改变了那些被解救出来的那些孩子的生命。
But we're seeing the model change cities as well.
我们看这个模式也改变了他们所在的城市。
Like the city of Cebu in the Philippines.
就像在菲律宾的 Cebu 市。
Our target was to work in the Philippines to see a 20% drop of the availability of minors in the sex trade.
那我们的目的当时就是要在菲律宾性工业当中要减少20%的就是未成年人在这个行业当中。
After 4 years of working to rescue the slaves, arrest the slave owners, and partner with the government.
那我们四年当中，我们解救了奴隶，我们去把奴隶主放到监狱里边去，我们和当地的政府在一起工作，结束这个奴隶制的工作当中。
We didn't see a 20% drop.
我们看到不是20%的减少。
We saw a 79% drop.
我们看到这个减少是79%。
But we are not just seeing it change lives and change cities.
那我们不只是看到生命有改变，城市有改变。
We're seeing it change countries as well.
我们看到国家也有改变。
Countries like Cambodia.
就像柬埔寨这样一个国家。
When we started our work in 2003, there was very little law enforcement for sex trafficking of children.
当我们在2003年进入柬埔寨的时候，当地政府根本就没有针对未成年青少年在性工业当中的一些行业。
But we started working with the Cambodian government.
当时我们就和柬埔寨政府来同工。
In 2003, estimates were as high as 15-30% of all children were minors.
那当时的估算就是大概15%-30%在这个从事色情行业的都是未成年人。
All out of all the workers in the sex industry in Cambodia, 30% were children.
所以在性工业当中的这些人当中15%-30%都是未成年人。
But after 12 years, that percentage dropped significantly.
那我们在那边工作12年以后，这个百分比降了很多。
That 15-30% dropped to less than 0.1%.
那这个15%-30%这个数字降到0.1%。
We are seeing the near eradication of young minors in the sex industry in Cambodia.
那基本上就是在柬埔寨性工业这个行业当中，基本上就没有成年人了。
Thousands of girls who no longer need to sell themselves.
那上千个少女不会再把她们身体卖到这个色情工业当中。
We are changing lives and changing cities and changing countries.
我们不仅改变了生命，我们改变了城市，我们也改变了国家。
and the work that we are doing in India and the Dominican Republic and Thailand.
那我们在印度，我们在多米尼加共和国，我们在泰国所做的工作。
We are changing the world.
我们在改变世界。
We are breaking the bonds of slavery for thousands of people every single year.
我们每年把奴隶从他们枷锁当中解救出来，上千人。
In our short history, we have seen the freedom of over 40,000 victims rescued.
在我们成立这个历史很短的历史当中，我们已经让四万以上的受害者得到解救。
Making IJM the largest anti-slavery organization in the world.
让 IJM 国际正义使团成为世界上最大的反奴隶制度的这么一个组织之一。
Because God sends us and He stays with us.
因为上帝差遣我们，他也与我们同在。
God brings salvation through us as well.
也是透过我们，上帝拯救。
I want to challenge you with the fact that God saves us.
我要再做来挑战各位看到上帝他去拯救我们的计划。
He sends us into the heart of oppression around the world.
他把我们差遣到世界上受欺压很严重的地区。
And his encouragement and comfort to us is, I will be with you.
他的安慰他的鼓励就是他与我们同在。
And through the body of Christ around the world responding to issues of injustice,God brings salvation for His people.
那通过世界各地基督的身体，对于这些不公正的情况的我们的回应，上帝让拯救临到这个世界。
God is bringing literal freedom to the captives around the world.
上帝真的是从字面意义上去让被掳的得释放。
So today, I would like to invite all of you to join the fight to bring an end to slavery.
所以今天我欢迎各位，我们一起来进入这个结束奴隶制度的这个斗争当中来。
In the table in the back in the lobby, there is an opportunity for you to join the fight with IJM at bringing an end to slavery.
那大厅里面我们有一些宣传单，我们希望各位能够填下来以后，和我们一起来同工。
There are opportunities for you to use your prayers.
你们可以用祷告来支持我们。
To use your voice.
用你们的声音。
And to use your resources.
用你们的资源。
To join the fight.
来一起和我们来去做和奴隶制做斗争。
There are a few hundred of us in this room today.
我们今天这个房间里面大概有几百人。
And there are 40 million people around the world right now.
那世界上大概有四千万人
And they are counting on us,
他们在等待我们的解救
Believing that God is sending us,
相信上帝差遣我们
And God is staying with us,
上帝与我们同在
And that God will save through us,
那上帝就透过我们去解救他们
谢谢
谢谢